Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. At Cordell & Cordell, we encourage our clients to participate, to recognize how essential their role in this process is. They've got to be willing to help us help them. And by working jointly in a sort of partnership, we're more likely to get the best possible outcome for our clients. And that's really the standard that our clients can fairly hold us to, is what is the best possible outcome for them. So clients who are facing divorce need to recognize that for them to succeed, they need a partnership between them and their attorney.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 650-389-1111. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Chris. Let's talk about the downgrade. Fitch has recently downgraded the long-term FX rating for Petronas. What can we make out from this?
Well, in terms of the Fitch downgrade, it's actually a change in methodology by Fitch with regards to sovereign rating. So previously, countries like Malaysia and Thailand, they had a long-term local currency rating that was higher than their long-term foreign currency rating. So foreign currency rating for Malaysia was at A-, and the local currency rating was at A. So what they've done is they've decided to normalize the ratings. They no longer feel that Malaysia or Thailand deserves a local upward notching. So they've brought down the local rating to A- as well, and that affects all the companies within Malaysia. So Petronas and other corporates within Malaysia and Thailand that have previously had a higher rating than the country now has that brought down as well. So that's what's happened to Petronas. So it's not any deterioration of Petronas per se, but it's a normalization based on the rating adjustment on the sovereign as done by Fitch.
On the same breath, Moody's right now has changed the Malaysian airport's outlook to negative. Is this different from the way Fitch is doing things?
Well, I don't think Fitch rates Malaysia airports at the moment. I'm not sure. The local rating agency is still maintaining its AAA rating on Malaysia airports. I think the developments in Turkey bear monitoring, and we, of course, are monitoring it quite closely. The earnings that was just reported by Malaysia airports do show some slight weakness in Turkey, although the local operations is going strong.
Following on, the Malaysian Institute of Economic Research has recently published a statement on consumer sentiment. What would be the early readings from this report?
I think it's positive that the consumer sentiment is somewhat recovering. About two quarters ago, they were at their extreme lows, lower than even in 2008. And since then, it's been recovering. So that's positive. That's what we see in terms of sentiment on the ground as well, based on anecdotal evidence. The GST has been implemented for more than 1 year. Some of the subsidy cuts have also taken place for more than 1 year.
Will this definitely push up spending, particularly on the ground?
I think if the local political situation further settles down, then the consumer sentiment will continue improving on the ground.
Of course, this will affect some of the corporates, particularly as we enter the earnings season. What kind of expectations should we expect following this round of earnings season?
Well, I mean, what we hear is that the budget announcement coming in October is supposed to be fairly positive. I think when that happens, then we will see greater spending on the ground. For the next couple of months, August or September, even as sentiment improves, I don't think it will be a big game changer until perhaps people are anticipating a budget full of goodies. I think quite similar to what's happened in the US, I think Malaysian corporates are still going to report year-on-year contraction or at most a slight growth in terms of their earnings as a whole. Nonetheless, I think analysts' expectations have been pared down after the first quarter reporting season. So we could see a lot of corporates meeting expectations here in Malaysia, even as they may report a slight contraction or flattish earnings.
Which sectors do you think will experience a little bit more contraction than other sectors?
I think the auto and the plantation sectors and property, I think these will still see somewhat of a contraction, including the tech sector. So we've had companies like Globetronics already reporting results, and we note that there was continued contraction, even though we are turning gradually more positive on the tech sector over the next 6 months. And plantation companies, we see the Singapore-listed planters have reported fairly poor results over the last couple of weeks. Some of the Malaysian players may be somewhat affected as well, although I think not as negative as the Singapore-listed players.
Finally, when you mentioned the auto sector, Proton and Produa are reinvigorating their sales strategy. In fact, Produa has just launched a new car model. Do you think things like this will help boost automotive sales?
I think the bazaar makes a difference. I think the numbers have been quite strong so far. And I think Produa has good offerings over the last couple of years. So people will be quite open and I think quite eager to try it out. So yeah, I think that there's hope for the auto sector with the launch of the bazaar.
Thank you. That was Chris Eng, Head of Research at Etica Insurance in Takaful.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. At Cordell & Cordell, we encourage our clients to participate, to recognize how essential their role in this process is. They've got to be willing to help us help them. And by working jointly in a sort of partnership, we're more likely to get the best possible outcome for our clients. And that's really the standard that our clients can fairly hold us to, is what is the best possible outcome for them. So clients who are facing divorce need to recognize that for them to succeed, they need a partnership between them and their attorney.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 650-389-1111. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.